Back here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we're joined now by head coach of the Pella Christian Track and Field Programs, Keith Anderson. After what was a very successful Thursday night for the Eagles at the state qualifying meet at Eddyville-Blakesburg-Fremont, Coach, looking back on the night, there was a lot of automatic qualifiers. You add in a number of at-large bids as well, and a really strong start to the meet, it felt like, really carried on throughout the night and kind of set the tone for how the Eagles were going to do throughout the evening.
Yeah, you mentioned it. A great, great night for both the boys and the girls down at Eddyville. It was great to see our guys get quite a few events in, more than we have in previous years. The girls have had a lot of success in recent years, but the boys really stepped up, and I was super proud about how they went about their business and knew what they needed to do, and came away with a lot of automatic qualifiers last night.
Absolutely, and I want to start off, I mean, you know, we could talk about the sprint med, the relay, kind of setting that tone, first running event, you get the sprint med in there, but I want to talk about the long jump, because that was one where last year Brecken had a chance, you know, kind of felt like he had a chance, but he hadn't really done it a lot. Goes up there, finishes on the podium with that eighth place finish. And then, you know, this year he comes back as kind of the favorite at the meet there. He wins it. And then, you know, arguably maybe the surprise of the night with Olivia DeHaan coming in and having a really strong showing and ends up qualifying for state as the number 11 seed with a really strong performance there. What can you just say about how that kind of set the tone as well from the long jump side of things?
Yeah, anytime right out of the gate with a field event that can have some success. Brecken, I wasn't worried about. I knew he's been jumping really well in recent weeks. He went out and took care of business like he was supposed to, got the first place automatic qualifier. But Olivia, we knew she had a chance coming in fourth to the state qualifying meet. But I would say, I don't know that any of us had it on our radar that she was going to walk away as district champ. She was super thrilled about that. She's been a part of some relays and running, but this was kind of her event and kind of her thing. And I'm super proud for her as a freshman to be able to get up to the Blue Oval and get to jump up there.
And I know she was very excited about that. And then we talk about the running events and, you know, really just across the board, it doesn't really feel like you could just pick one aspect of the running this year too, where it's like maybe in years past it was, you know, sprinting, things like that. We've kind of talked about it all season long. There's been that balance throughout this group, and that's got to be really encouraging as a coach that you've got the sprints, you've got the distance, you've got just a little bit of everything, it feels like, going up there this year to really be able to maybe make some noise and really score a lot of points across the board.
Yeah, balance is definitely the key word. I would say even on the boys' side, there's probably a little more balance there. We've got distance, we've got a field event, and we've got our sprinters there. So nice mixture there. That 4x8, I was super proud of those guys. Those guys have been working hard all season. They came together a few weeks ago and were able to break the school record. So I knew they had it in them, and they went out and did exactly what they needed to, going in with a solid seed to state next week. And then throw in there, you got a Sawyer Minders senior, was able to sneak in today with a mile at-large bid. Will Vandenbosch is running super great right now, so I'm happy for him. But our sprinters, seniors there, Brecken Ritzert and Landon Nunnikoven, Ezra Oshner, those guys have really been coming together. And then you throw Adam Kakabarinski in there, and you can't go wrong with those guys. So three relays that they're taking up to state, and I think it's going to be a fun week for those guys, balancing each other out. Kind of being able to tell some of those guys that are there for the first time what to expect, where to go, just those little things that they're going to have that experience to share.
Absolutely. And again, we're talking to head coach of the Pella Christian Track and Field Program, Keith Anderson, here following the state qualifying meet. Talking about the qualifiers for state at Drake Stadium next week. Got to mention, too, on the girls' side of things, one thing that I think was a little bit different, you know, we had some of it last year with the crossover. This year it felt like even more where there was events where you got to double up, and you saw how that benefited last year too as a coach with just that scoring, because that is the thing, is when you can double up at those events, it can be so crucial to that team score at the end. When you look at being able to get some of those girls in there and just give themselves a chance to go up there and score some points as well, what was kind of the feeling like seeing, you know, that in all the sprint events you guys double up and have a chance to go double up on some points there?
Yeah, I got to think that that's probably pretty rare to be able to go 1-2, 1-2, 1-2 in both the 100, the 200, and the 400 like that. You do the math on that, that's 54 points right there. But those girls pushed each other. Rachel Kaczmarynski in both the 1 and the 2, that was a no-brainer that she was going to walk away either 1 or 2 there. Meredith in the 200 came away with the second place, which is nothing to sneeze at there. Bailey, we know she's been fighting a little bit of injury, but to walk away with that first place in the 400, she's coming around. We know she's going to be ready to go next week. And then you throw in there Lexi Terpstra, a second place finish in the 100, and then Maisie Minders, a second place in the 400. Those girls are all obviously a part of the relays too, but the individual events are important, and the relays, we can kind of put them together and capitalize and hopefully get the most amount of points together.
Absolutely. And one thing I kind of, as you're sitting there talking about some of those individuals that just kind of popped in my mind here is boys, girls side, both. There's been some adversity that's faced this team this year too. It's not been, you know, just a clean season, especially when you're thinking, you know, you're defending that 2A title. You look at it and it's like, okay, a majority of the roster's back. Sometimes you can think it'll be easy. And early in the season, we're talking about how many meets getting rained out. And then you battle some injuries throughout the season as well. When you talk about a meet like state qualifying at Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, you have all those at-large qualifiers too. What's kind of the feeling like within the program knowing what has gone on this season that's led into that and to be able to have that level of success?
Yeah, I don't want to say that last year was easy, but I would definitely say we fought a little more adversity this year. A lot of these girls have been healthy their whole entire careers. And then this year, a little bit of a hiccup there with Bailey and Meredith, a little bit of hamstring, quad injuries there. But Meredith has bounced back and she's back to full strength. And I like to think that Bailey is as well. But I think it's been kind of good for them to maybe have a little bit of that adversity and not just walk in and know that they're going to have to fight this year. They're going to have to put their best foot forward. And we're going to have to put up some good times if we want to go back up there and defend our title.
Absolutely. And when we talk about the boys head of things coming back and talking on them, as we're talking to Keith Anderson, head coach of the Pella Christian boys track and field team and the girls track and field team, the boys, you know, we've talked about it all season long. They saw that level of success last year. They wanted to be able to achieve that. Now they've got several events to go up there and try to make as much noise as possible as a group as well. What's kind of been the thing that stood out to you in the way that they have taken what they saw last year from the girls winning and applied it to what they have done this year to be able to find this level of success?
Yeah, I mean, it is unique that we're one team. Being the head coach of both the boys and the girls, we do all of our training together. We do all of our warm-ups. So we're together all the time. And I don't know that all teams have that much cohesiveness there. But the guys really have taken notice of what the girls were able to accomplish. Definitely not saying that they're going to go up and win a state championship as a team. But they know what those girls put in. They know the effort outside of the track season. And I just think they kind of – the iron sharpens iron a little bit there. The girls really are able to rub off on the guys. And I know that they want to go up there. They want to perform and have that same success.
Absolutely. And then what we talk about next week with the state meetup there, you know, there's a lot of different factors that go into the week, right? It's Drake Stadium, which some athletes have run up before, some of them this will be their first time running up there, whether, you know, they got to compete at Jim Duncan or things like that. But this year, when you look at kind of the goals you have set going up there, I know that success is something that you're obviously wanting to do, but what's kind of some of the things in addition to just finding success on the track that you're hoping that they take away from this meet?
Yeah, I mean, the girls, I mean, most of them have been there before, a few exceptions with the Haley Wrens and Olivia DeHaan. This is kind of new for them. I want them just to kind of soak in the experience and just kind of take it all in. Don't take it for granted that you're going to get back there year after year after year. There are things that could derail that, but I think our upperclassmen are really going to do a good job of making sure that they just kind of enjoy the moment. And I think on the same thing on the boys' side. Last year was really our first success in a few years, so those senior guys, they don't take it for granted. They didn't have the success necessarily as freshmen and sophomores. So just to enjoy the moment, enjoy all of it. It's a busy week for Pella Christian with graduation. So I just kind of want the guys to be able to balance that as well and enjoy the time up there and then hopefully enjoy that celebration of graduation here at Pella Christian on Saturday night.
And we're looking forward to all that fun as well. When you just talk about this beat too, I mean, kind of flipping the script here and talking a little bit about it, there's a lot of seniors this year that are going up there. And, you know, I think about on the girls' side, there's been that kind of core group of four or five senior girls there. You've got on the boys' side, there's, you know, a handful of seniors there as well. You think of the Sawyer Minders, you mentioned Brecken Ritzert, Landon Nenikoven as well. And you just look at that senior group as well and what they've brought to the table, especially in terms of leadership going into the state meet here. What's kind of the thing that you're looking for from them here over the next, you know, handful of practices leading up, just to make sure that they go in and really are able to relish their final opportunity to run at Drake Stadium as part of the Pella Christian track and field programs?
Yeah, I know they're gonna definitely enjoy each day, but know that there's still some business to be done. A few practices next week that we can still get some things polished up, handoffs, starts, things like that. And I think they're going to be locked and loaded and ready to go. The girls, I don't have any worries there that they're going to have that same focus and mentality. The seniors, I don't really know that they have to say a whole lot. They just kind of lead by example. And I think everyone notices that. And I think we're going to be ready to go as a team on both the boys and the girls' side.
We're really looking forward to seeing what the Eagles have in store. Coach Anderson, appreciate the time as always. We wish you the best of luck at Drake Stadium, and we'll see you there.
All right, appreciate you having me. Go Eagles.
Absolutely. That was Keith Anderson, head coach of the Pella Christian Track and Field Programs, here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.